to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. I want to see you. I want to see you. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another noonday meditation, Oasis of Hope. Today, our topic is goggles. And our scripture of focus is Psalms 119, verse 18, and it says, "Open my eyes that I may see wondrous things from your law." Before we go into our lesson today, let us pray. Dear Lord, open our eyes, open our hearts, open our ears, and open our souls to the things you want us to receive, dear Father. Help us to understand and to live by the things you have commanded, dear Lord. Help us to understand your word. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Dustin handed me my goggles and grinned. He had waited months to bring me to Discovery Cove, and he couldn't wait to show me the aquatic creatures under the water. I smiled back, which proved difficult with a snorkel in my mouth, and we lowered ourselves into the giant's pool. Immediately, I noticed the bright colors around me. Beside the other swimmers' bathing suits, freshwater fish swam all around me, turning and weaving throughout the coral. I had never seen fish quite like them. Without goggles, I opened my eyes underwater for only a few seconds at a time. When I do try to see, my eyes squint up and I catch only glimpses of the things around me. With goggles, however, I felt like I was swimming through an IMAX theater because the images look so clear and bright. When we look at God's law, we need more than a quick peek. At first glance, we just see a set of rules. But if we let God open our eyes to really study His law, we see that the rules make sense. God created them to give us the happiest lives possible. Next time you read a list of rules from the Bible, ask God to open your eyes so that you can see the wonders of His law. He can show you things you have never seen before. Yes, a lot of the times we look on the many rules and what some persons call regulations of probably even our own religion or our own beliefs, and we say there's a lot, you know, we can't do certain things that our friends are doing. But rules and laws are there to guide us and to help us, and God gave them to us so that we could go through life and not have those struggles of the others who don't follow His laws. And many times we question them, and at first glances, as the reading says, we question, why are we even looking on these? Why are we even following them? But God gave us them, His laws, and they all make sense. Let us pray. Dear Father, thank you for today. Thank you for giving us laws that will guide us throughout this life, dear Lord. Help us to be faithful to the things you have commanded. Help us not only to follow the things that you have commanded, dear Lord, but also help us to go out into this world and teach others their Father and spread love their Father. Help our purpose, dear Lord, not to be just following rules, dear Lord, but to wholly and solely follow your rules in love, dear Father. Help us to put action to them. Help us not to see them as just rules and regulations, but to see them as guides that help us along our journey in life. Be with us all, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I will leave this quote for you today. Following Jesus is not about believing, it's also submitting to His will. Enjoy the rest of your day and remember to spread love.